my pleasure now to welcome to the program historian Dr. Brian McClanahan. He'd written a book called How Alexander Hamilton Screwed Up America. Dr. McClanahan, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me back on. I appreciate it.
So this is an interesting topic in the day and age of the celebration of Mr. Hamilton. What is your thesis?
that's actually a very good point. You know, you go out and you watch the musical and everybody's running around with all this Hamilton love. Well, my point was, look, if you're a conservative or a libertarian, you need to critically think about Hamilton, because this is the guy that created all the constitutional machinations by which the general government is just out of control. You think about implied powers. The government says we can do it because, well, we say we can. And Hamilton is the one who came up with that idea. When it comes to foreign policy, executive overreach, all of these things that we now fervently debate, if you go back and trace it all the way back where this stuff started, you find Hamilton at the center of that. And so that's why I say, you know, Hamilton screwed up America.
Well, let's break that down a little bit. Now he was the one that pushed through the Constitution. He was, you know, very much was a Federalist. He tolerated some things he didn't want. He actually wanted things to be a little more, I think, centralized. But you could say the same thing of Mr. Jefferson, who was really the one that's usually pitted against Hamilton in terms of these flexible powers and the redoing of the Constitution and the living document argument. Why not take aim at Thomas Jefferson?
Well, you know, when you look at Hamilton, you're actually right. In June of 1787 in Philadelphia, he says, I want an elected king because we're going to get that anyways. Might as well go for it. I want a Senate for life. I want to have the states reduced to corporations. So this is what he said in June of 1787 at Philadelphia. Then he goes out, of course, in the Federalist Essays when the Constitution is going for ratification, and at Poughkeepsie in New York, and he says, hey, look, the states are essential. We need to have the states to check the power of the central government. And he was actually called out as a liar in New York. And he said, I never said those things. I never said that I think we need a president for life. And John Lansing in New York said, yes, you did. Here's the notes. This is what you said.
Weren't those somewhat questionable notes, though? Like he really so much debated whether he ever said anything like that. Or at least if he said it, he certainly many, many times backed away from the monarchy stuff and the Senate for life, didn't he?
Well, you know, you had nobody knew Madison's notes yet. These were coming from notes from the other New York delegates.
Right.
And they were saying, yeah, well, you know, maybe you could read it this way or this way. But certainly Lansing was saying, I remember you saying that you said you want the states reduced to corporations.
Okay.
And so Hamilton says, no, I didn't. And of course, they almost fought a duel over this. Hamilton
right.
was ready to go out.
One of his many.
Fight over this.
So, one of his many.
Yeah, one of the many. Right. So which Hamilton do we believe? Do we believe the one in Philadelphia, or do we believe the one at the Federalist Essays? And, of course, look going forward as Secretary of Treasury, then we know which Hamilton to believe, because what he did as Secretary of Treasury is went back on everything he said during the ratification debate. So as far as, you know, why not attack Jefferson? Certainly Jefferson in his second term became much more Hamiltonian in his view of government.
Right.
But this is actually why, you know, we need to look at this and say, well, where did it come from? I mean, this is Hamilton saying, you know what, I know when you say you can't do it, but just read between the lines and we can do it. And Jefferson essentially said, well, I find only blank space between the lines when they're arguing about this. But Washington bought the argument. Of course, we got the Bank of the United States and on down the line. So,
well, Jefferson also said to throw away the Constitution every few years and do it again, right?
Right. Well, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think when we look at that, though, and Jefferson would say, well, let's amend it. I mean, let's go through a real process here and not just abuse the powers of the government. If we're going to have a Constitution, and this is what all the Jeffersonians said, look, if we're going to have this thing, follow it. If we're not getting it, or amend it, or we can change it that way.
Right.
But, you know, Hamilton, in doing what he did and going beyond, stretching the powers of the government, allowed all this wiggle room. And so this is why you have Nancy Pelosi stand up and say, well, how dare you question whether Obamacare is constitutional? We say it is.
Right.
Just believe it.